Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and they ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like they're living forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the recording, you started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, March 27, 2020. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. Here we are. It's Friday. We made it. Without the RV, I hate to say. I wish it was here, but it's not. Ray, did we send anything out?
Nothing went out.
Nothing went out. There's not been nothing to say then. So, let's see what's going on. Guys, it's another Friday. I'd like to tell you something was happening. Well, let me give you the good news. All right. The good news is both Russia and Saudi Arabia are talking about adjusting the price of oil, going back to the agreement. Russia's basically saying we'll do it, but some other countries have to come back to the table too and agree to do it. So hopefully we can see that resolved. The U.S. has put some pressure on Saudi Arabia, telling them, hey, you know, let's put things back like it was. We did this for you. Now we need you to do this for us and actually for the entire globe. So it looks like that part is coming together, and we could see something over the weekend, like when it went down, could possibly happen or as early as next week. Now, to curb things a little bit, all the other countries that are buying oil from Saudi Arabia, even at the low price and everywhere, has said they're going to reduce their orders by 25%. If you guys keep shrinking the price down, we're going to shrink down how much we want, because that's how we can combat this. So they're wanting Saudi Arabia to change back their prices, even for the month of April and May. And I don't know how you do that when you already processed your orders, but we'll see how it goes. So something definitely is happening right there in that arena. Okay. As far as Iraq is concerned, RV, they are putting out information saying that the vote itself for the prime minister may be delayed past the 30 days because of the situation in Iraq. They don't think they want to take the vote. Well, they really want to push it out. We all know that. And they're trying to say because of the unusual circumstances in the country and everything else, it could potentially go past the 30 days. Now, that's just what one lawmaker or one group is saying. There's another group saying we absolutely cannot go against the 30 days. There's no provision in our law to go against that 30 days. So we'll see. And to add confusion to all of that, they have already set up and said, hey, we could just do everything electronically. Everybody just go on your computer and do that. Their issue, they're saying, is having everybody in one place, one facility, that sort of thing. Same things that we worry about. And they're using that as a reason not to vote. So we'll see what happens there. All right. Other than that, I can't tell you anything because the banks are still the banks. There's nobody there. I know. I got the same message as you guys did. It was supposed to happen after the stimulus package. I mean, I didn't get the message. I just got what somebody put out. You guys choose to believe it. But I talked to Ray about it this morning, just so you guys know. I said, did you see this mess they put out? Hold on. And let me see, when's this supposed to happen? Oh, it's RV info tomorrow after the stimulus bill is totally done. Not going to happen. Also, Trump called China, made a comment after 9:30 tomorrow. Well, it's after 9:30. Didn't happen. And I'm not going to read you this last one, anything, everything. And I don't understand, because it is something about these guys constantly putting out or where it even comes from. Well, I don't want you guys to be believing in this and thinking that this is going to happen tomorrow. I would absolutely love for it to, but we know exactly what needs to happen, and we know they're trying to make that happen right now, at least get the price of oil up. Now, as far as Safari is concerned, it's going to be harder for him. I mean, it's better for us to be honest with each other. We don't expect him to get it. Maliki came out today and said there's no way it would support him or anybody else who they didn't select, who didn't come from the largest party, because it's just not going to happen. So we're just wasting time until you select somebody from the largest party. You know, if everybody else got together and said, we're going to do it anyway, but we'll have to wait and see if that happens. Right now, he still doesn't have the votes or the groups that are supporting him in order for it to happen. So, well, look, now we were told, because somebody asked a question. Let me see what the guy told me. Hold on. I'll be trying to give y'all the real deal. Let me see what happens. I got to go back to it. When was that? Okay. All right, so it's in Saleh's hands. Already failed two times. He can pick up the two candidates because he actually becomes prime minister. While nobody is standing in, if this fails, parliament should be then dissolved. And I told it, read it to you guys like he wrote it. So it wasn't my language. It was his language from over there. And that's what should happen at the end of 30 days. Now, there's one other fear they have, and it came out today. Well, this is yesterday's, right? Yeah. All right, news saying on TV, Mahdi is saying if the government is not formed this time, then expect severe sanctions from the U.S. for failure to perform constitutional rights to all citizens. And he said, went on with other things, but looks like USA has warned Iraq, if they fail this time, it's sanctions. That's what they can look for if they fail to form their government, which they more than likely will do. So I'm going to tell you exactly what that is right here. So article came out, and it says they can look for sanctions. Since I get my phone to work. It said warned of American sanctions that may affect Iraq unless the government of the voluntary absentees here referring to Mahdi, who already passed out. But here is what sanctions they're looking for. Iraq, U.S. sanctions transferring the killing and repression of the demonstrators file to the International Criminal Court. They're going to blacklist some officials. The sanctions against armed leaders and factions. U.S. will stop all military support, and they will freeze all Iraqi funds in American banks. So that's what they're looking at possibly if they don't form a government this time. That's what he's telling them. So we'll wait and see what they do. All right, let me see what's going on. All right, ready to do anything? Let me see. Hang on. Okay, so God just sent me this, so I'm gonna actually read it to you guys. He's a little upset and tainted, but I'm gonna read to you exactly what he said. He said, we ain't never going to see any money from RV. These fools to pay everyone's salary now since oil so low instead of RV and have money to pay off debts. These fools announcing printing new money to pay them that makes their money even more worthless for us and begging everyone for loans. World Bank said no, so today they're begging the IMF, which is all true. We talked about that on Wednesday. World Bank said no. IMF is going to say no. And the reason, guys, you know, they're printing new money, you know, and they're actually reducing the rate because they figure they can pay it out more in Iraq than dollars, and I think I talked about that on Wednesday, where it doesn't seem like they're being cheated or losing any salary. That's the only reason. Because the dollars are gone, and the value of the dollar was going up, except for today is going down, if you guys didn't know it yet or not, it was easier for them to do it that way, especially because nobody's loaning the money. So they have to try and create their own. So we'll see what happens. All right. Let's do it, Ray.
Okay. Let's see. I need to find the questions. We might not have any.
I'll try and find the answers.
Yes, we do. Okay, first one is cave in CA51. Is there a certain series slash, looks like years, series or years of rupiah we should buy, or will all denominations be exchanged, i.e., 1,000 note, 100,000 note, etc.?
Okay, that's a great question, but the answer is yes.
Oh, there's certain rupiah notes we should be getting?
No, they'll all be accepted.
Oh, well, all...
There's nothing wrong with you.
Okay, yeah, I got distracted there for a second. Broad says, considering all that has happened, do you think that the amount of interest we get on the money we leave in the bank after we exchange may now be less than has been in the past, which would possibly, be around 10%.
I was having to think about that for a minute, guys. I think the interest rate has to fall into what's going on in the economy at the time. That's all. So the fact that the Feds have gone down to zero or less than zero, where the economy's at, I would still love to see 10%. But if you're getting, 10 times what the rest of the American public is getting, whatever it is, then that's what it'll be. So there's a possibility it could be because the price of oil is going back up, or it's getting ready to go up when they do this. The market comes back. When this thing happens, are we, still dealing with the virus? Well, that's over, because then they're going to flood the market. So I could see it happening probably in May or June, if that's when we did it, because unfortunately, I don't see it happening tomorrow. I don't see it happening in 2 weeks, just based on, the market, but based on what you guys see they're doing around the world with the virus, the restrictions, and how they're extending it out. We have to have an active population for this to go. And if they're restricting populations even more so, I don't understand how people see that happening. But, all right, go ahead, Ray.
Okay, Sunstar says, are the Iraqi courts involved in any decisions of the formation of the new government in Iraq that they are trying to put together?
They were involved simply in one was saying that they can't replace the FARC before its 30 days are up, so they already made that decision. They haven't been involved in the decision on whether or not they're going to be to take longer than 30 days because of what's going on now, because those questions just came up yesterday or today. So that's their involvement so far. Okay.
All right. That was it for the printed questions. Now we'll talk to some live individuals. 865 area code. We're first.
Hi, Tony. Hello. Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning to you, and good afternoon to Ray. My phone connection today is the worst I think it's ever been, so I'll make this as fast as I can for the folks. First off, happy birthday to you, Tony, tomorrow. Wish you could have this as your birthday present, getting an RV, but from what you're saying, it doesn't look like you're expecting that. I'm just kind of curious with the fact that Maliki is surfacing and kind of making his position that, we aren't going to approve anyone that, unless they have our blessing as the political blocks and the like. And the fact that he wasn't that popular an individual himself, and the fact that the Prime Minister designate Zarfi, at least, or Zarfi, however it pronounces his name, seems to be doing everything right in terms of meeting with, counterparts from other countries and that sort of thing. And today he had a meeting with Halbousi and other parliamentarians. is there the possibility that the people could suddenly start to see things that this guy may be for him, and they didn't really like Maliki, and they might flip, and suddenly we do have the possibility that Zerfi has a better chance than what he appears to have had before?
Woo, this is the working today, huh?
I know they are. I know. I'm making up for this bad connection. Ray, if you want to mute me, I know that it must be distracting to the folks. And 10 days from whenever this happens, that's when we know the TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project will be. And my line didn't get bad until about 4 minutes ago.
Actually, it's a lot clearer than it has been. So
yeah,
I don't know why you said
bad.
It was the worst. That's right.
I can hardly hear you.
I can hear you fine. So I miss a little humming, but believe me, it has been 10 times worse. So it's good.
Well, I'm getting all payback, right. I guess. So sorry, guys, on the other lines. My apologies.
So let's think of this, guys. Everything she just said. First of all, Alawi did those same things. He met with everybody. He met with the UN ambassador. He met with the U.S. ambassador, I mean, UN rep. He met with other countries. Same thing Safari's doing. Everybody congratulated him because they thought he would be. He did the exact same thing Safari's doing, saying, this is how I'm going to set the government up. This is who I'm going to put in. He got that far. Safari hasn't even got that far yet. And everybody's telling him, no, we're not going to vote for you, period. And the reason is simple. He has a dual citizenship. He's an Iraqi citizen. He's a U.S. citizen. And they're just using that one fact, saying he's the U.S. pick. He's a U.S. representative to say no. They're just using that, saying, no, we're not going to do because you're going to do what they want. So nobody's going to vote you in. So we don't know how this is going to turn out. But everything else is no different. The people aren't being able to even voice an opinion now. That's why you're hearing from Maliki. In November, December, January, when the people were out there, we heard absolutely nothing from Maliki. He didn't comment at all. Iran told him to stand over there in the corner. Move out the way, you're just going to exacerbate the problem. But now the people are home on lockdown, quiet. He figured he can come out and say something, and he did. That's all, because there's no opposition. Now the other groups aren't going against him. They're worried about their own vote. There's not people out there being able to protest and burn his pictures and everything else. So he figures right now he has his power, where he has his voice back, and he's using it. It's just that simple. I wish it was something else. But the fact of the matter is, unless they realize and decide that we're more scared of these sanctions than anything else, and that it will totally devastate our country and take us down, then I just think we're going through an exercise like we've been going through. Now, if it comes back up, you guys got to realize, and they're telling the whole world, we're using our 2019 budget right now to do what we're doing. The price in that budget was over $50. It's not working if we're down to $23. There's no way we can do what we want to do. There's no way to revalue the currency unless this goes back up. If it does over the weekend, next week they put a deal together, oil gives them some value, maybe they can figure a way to do it. But I think we still need what the World Bank has told them today, what the IMF has told them. We're not giving you another dime until you resolve your government issues. Don't look for any more handouts. It's over. So at this point, Iraq has a decision that they need to make. Even Iran, because if they're not getting any money, if the U.S. freezes all their money, how does that even help Iran? Now they have nothing. They have nothing anyway, unless they're just plain stealing it, because the auctions have been closed, the banks have been closed, there's no movement of money, so Iran is losing money every day operating just like this. Now, at the same time I say that, they can feel it, but they know if they give in, this is forever. Because then the auctions are shut down. All their avenues are closed because there's no movement of money unless. And this is what I like about what's going on. You guys are like, too. I mean, the virus, the lockdown, freezing of everything around the world. People are figuring out new ways to do things, new ways to get those things accomplished. A bunch of them without even leaving home. A bunch of them just going strictly to the internet. A bunch of them inventing new things. This could happen with them, too. They got to figure a way around it. And this is forcing people to think outside the box, so we could see that happen. Okay.
Good.
Did I answer everything?
Oh. I would hope so. Others are making lemonade out of the lemon, so let's go on with that. So, again, 10 days from whenever this happens, that's when we will have our TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project. And have yourself a great weekend, great birthday, and thank you ever so much. Appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Man. 972. I got so old already, I forgot it was my birthday, to tell you the truth. Go ahead.
All right. Danny, Dallas, what's going on, sir?
Danny in Dallas here. Happy birthday.
Hey.
Oh, my.
Thank you, sir. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I expect to hear that song anytime now, but Ray is the leader on that band. Let me tell you.
Thank you for recognizing
that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are the leader. what's going on in Texas? Oil, according to my computer right now, is at $21.37 per barrel. Mm. And I filled up with gas yesterday for $1.35. I hadn't done that since Ronald Reagan.
Wow.
Oh, my God. $1.35.
$1.35. There was a place, $1.34 across the freeway, but I suffered under the loss of that penny. Okay. Thanks for your input. That Maliki thing is kind of crazy. And who knew? I mean, I didn't know that the current choice was also a dual citizen with America. That is awkward. Oh, my.
Yeah,
but,
it is.
Yeah. But you indicated that you were generally encouraged as things were going. Now, were you encouraged because it's likely that the U.S. will apply more sanctions, or the fear of that applying more sanctions? What do you think?
I'm encouraged because Russia has announced they wanted to talk, but they want some other countries to come in and talk too at the OPEC meeting and at least get the price of oil back where it needs to be so the economy, global economy, can start going again and people can see some hope or faith going through that. I'm encouraged because, hold on a second, because Mahdi has come out and made the public announcements. Guys, if we don't do this time, we're up a creek without a paddle. Because they're going to come down, and this is what we can look for, which will totally destroy our economy. So I'm encouraged because they're talking about it. They're being blatant and letting everybody know. We fully understand what's at stake. And if we make this mistake, then we made it. Because that's what World Bank is now telling them. That's what the IMF is telling them. This was in your hands. You did this. And now that everybody's saying that, encouraging me that they will get something done, I hope, anyway.
Okay. Good. I'm glad you clarified that. I was in the haze there. That's about all I got. I did want to report that my wife did let me back in the house, and I got her back for that social distancing thing. We've got a local supermarket chain around here called H-E-B. They're being very careful. They let people line up at 8 o'clock outside. They try to keep 6 feet between them, but they only let 10 people in the store at a time, so that line is constantly moving. So she needed to go to the store, and I said, well, you know, this is what I hear. When you get in line, you've got to have a face mask and rubber gloves. All you need is rubber gloves. but she got to the parking lot and she called me. She said, "You lied to me." And what are you talking about? She said, "You lied to me. Everybody here is fully dressed."
Okay.
So she got kind of upset, but I did get her back.
I got it. All right. So,
but
just so you guys do know, even here at one of the stores I go to, and we discussed this, and people laugh about it and talk about it, because they limit it to 250 people in the grocery store at one time, which is crazy. Because of the virus. So one comes in, one goes out. One goes out, and then one comes in, however many. But the max is 250, and they count the people. They got the line outside going all down the sidewalk. And we say, now, I don't know how they're rationalizing this, because there's only 250 people in the store, and they say the aisle separates you for social distancing. But they got 200 people standing outside 6 inches apart. I'm trying to see, how does that make any sense? But that's what they do. They do it at Sam's Club. They do it at a Costco. I said, you guys are making absolutely no sense. All you guys breathe on each other, hang around, be packed in this one spot. But when you go in the store, separate. Ridiculous. But go ahead, right? Who's next?
Okay, next up. 281 area code.
Well, hello, Ray. Hello, Tony.
Hi there.
How you guys doing this morning?
Hey, good morning.
Happy
how are
sir.
You?
To the nth degree.
I'm doing good. Good. Well, you kind of hit on one of my questions that I wanted to ask, and that was about the agreement of the oil being, the price of the oil, rather, trying to be made between these countries. And again, we know that Iraq is Iraq and Iran and all that foolishness that's going on over there. How do we know that once they get this deal made, agreement is, I guess you would say, made, and they get to wrap this up, that this cabinet issue over there that they haven't done yet is still not going to drag it out, and they still won't get it done? Is that possible that can continue? Even after the oil prices are agreed upon?
Yeah, let me tell you something. The one fact here that we know is that you obviously have a lot of foolishness in your life. But anyway, we're going to go past that. All right. So to their part, guys, they could absolutely have an oil agreement tomorrow. Does not mean that the RV is happening on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Right.
It is something that needs to happen, not the only thing that needs to happen. The one
right.
thing we know is without an oil agreement, without the price of oil going back up, it won't happen. They could do all the rest of it, but $20 a barrel is too low for them to revalue their currency at. They need it to go up. So this is absolutely a positive step. When it does, we can say, man, that's out the way. They'll come out with a new 3-year agreement. Everybody will know they're going to be pushing it up. As soon as they come out with that agreement, they can now go back and spend this extra 25% that they all agreed that they wouldn't spend today as far as debt and everything or orders that they will put in with Saudi Arabia and try and make the oil market back to at least where it was, so we don't have to worry about that portion. Do we still have to worry about the budget getting passed? Yes. Do we still have to worry about a prime minister being assigned? Yes. Now, I'm not really worried about the prime minister if they give it to him or don't. If what my guy is saying, hey, they had two shots at it, now Saylor can just appoint somebody without the vote, or he can take the seat himself. So long as that's true, then I know we're coming to the end of this anyway, because one of those two are going to happen, and it's just going to be done. So then the only thing that needs to happen is them voting on the budget and passing it. The only thing we're worried about with the budget is, what is the price of oil? Do they have to rewrite the budget, or is the price satisfactory back to where it was enough they can use the budget at hand and just pass it? Those are the things that we're waiting for. Yes.
Mm, okay. Well, we'll see. With Iraq and Iran, with all this mess going on over there, we don't know what rabbit they may pull out the hat again once they even got the oil agreement done, but we'll see. So, with that said, I will move on. That was my question. Thank you. And I'll
talk
to you guys next week. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, all right. Ray, hold on for a second. Hold on for a second. All right. So I need to take this time right now to clarify something up from Wednesday before I go on and do all that so I can. Guys, for years and years, how many years, we have been up here and talked about what's going on, getting our inside views, everybody putting pieces of the puzzle together, because that's what we talked about doing, so we would get full understanding of exactly what is happening and how it happened. Now, on the other side, we talked about trust and foundation and plans for the future and where to put our money, how to put our money, how to care for our money and everything else, and how to make this grow. But my big thing has always been creating a legacy, because that should be our goal, creating a legacy. Enjoying today, but creating a legacy and trying to do that for your family if you can. We come up with a lot of different ideas, a lot of different projects and things people can do in their, you know, on their own block if they choose to do something, you know, in their city, in their county, becoming part of their council, their city council, or whatever their aspirations might be. But when I put out something, even when I tell you guys every time, every week, go spend another $50 on Dawn. Go get another $30 if it's down to 30, 36, whatever it is. Continue to get richer and plan. Guys, I have to deal with each and every one of you. And I said I have to, and I try to, and make it available to everybody. But I also know that everybody can't do everything. Everybody's not in a position to do everything. Everybody can't spend an extra $50 a week. So you know who should spend it? Those who can. Go and do that. If you can't and you see $50, then go and do that. If you can't, then okay, it's not for you. That's not directed at you in one way or another, or if you can it one way or another. But I have to present ideas, suggestions, and opportunities that go from 1 to 10. So when I say go buy stock in a 3D company or go buy this stock or that stock, then that's not for everybody. You know who it is for? It's for the people who are hearing it and saying, let me take time to study this right now. Let me take time to figure out this market right now before it happens. Let me take the time to go back and look at the history of what he was saying and seeing if this is what I want to do with my future, with all this money I'm going to get, or this little bit of money I'm going to get, however it is. Let me figure out if right now, man, if this doesn't happen, and they send me this stimulus check that they're talking about, how much of it can I use to improve my future versus pay for my past? How much of it can I use to encourage somebody else, say, look what I just did, and you should do this too? at least. They're going to send us $1,200. They're going to send us $2,400. Spend $50 on your future. Then that's what we should be out there doing. Now, I'm saying this simply because before, when people asked me, Tony, why do you answer the same question over and over and over again? And I say, well, because evidently I didn't explain it right, right? I mean, if people keep asking me the same question, it's not coming across to somebody, so I try and give it a different answer. I mean, it's the same answer, but in a different way. And then they say, oh, now I got it. Okay, I didn't get it the last five times, but I got it this time. You explained it right this time. And then I'm happy because I did what I've ultimately been trying to do and make sure everybody can understand where they fit in and where they can fit in, what they can achieve in this opportunity if they choose to use it. And that's my goal, okay? So I know some people or person was at least offended by me offering opportunities, but every opportunity may not be for everybody, so don't take it personal. If you can do it, do it, and if you can't do it, say, that one's not for me. Let me go do something else. Let me wait till somebody else comes on with something else. But we talk about something else and go from there. This is just about education with us, guys. That's what we're all trying to do. Get an education and be ready to take advantage of the opportunity as soon as it gets here. That's what this is all about on our side. So let's do that, okay? All right, Ray, go ahead. Sorry.
All right. 386 is next on the list. 386, you're on.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Hey, thank
you. You guys
are
doing a wonderful job.
All right.
I hope to hear from you in the next couple of weeks that everything is going a lot better than it is right now.
And I hope to be here to tell you that, too.
Well, unless something happens and we go quick, that'll be good. Other than
okay.
that, gentlemen, everybody have a good day, and God bless all of you.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
610, Erico, you were on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good morning, sir.
Morning, Tony, and happy birthday to you, sir.
All right, thank you.
And remember to check your mailbox.
Oh, okay. I'm going to check it right now. Oh, you mean that mailbox. Oh, okay.
That mailbox.
Hey.
That mailbox.
Yeah. And I forgot to thank you because it was over the other day for the card that you sent out for my anniversary and to my son.
Right.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Okay.
You are very welcome. You are very welcome. Again, happy birthday. And ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number, That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
You are very welcome, and enjoy some Macallan 20 and a good, smooth-smoking cigar for your birthday, Tony.
Okay, I got that. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay. 951 area code, you are on.
Yes, good morning. Happy Friday.
All right, thank you. Good morning.
Yeah. And, Tony, I'm sorry it's not going to happen on your birthday today or this year. And you know what? I certainly hope it doesn't happen on my birthday this year because it's all the way in December. So.
Okay. I agree with you then.
Anyway, the gentleman that asked, I know he asked about if all – one type of one currency is going to be, I guess, if they're going to be taking all that.
And he was asking about the rupiah. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. It made me think about the ZIM. All the ZIM's going to be accepted, too, because, like, and even included, like, the 500 million, not the 500 million. Yeah, the 500 million, right? Yeah, $500 million bill. All the ZIM's going to be accepted, right?
Now, again, our banking people are telling me yes, and our committee member is telling me no. So I don't know what's going to happen until it happens.
Oh.
But they are also saying they're going to accept all denominations, is what the bank is saying. Now, you guys got to remember this, too, because all I can do is tell you what I've been told what happened. When we first started the ZIM, and I can say this with 100% confidence, because I know less than 2,000 people had ZIM notes in this country. Because I got this from the Treasury, and what we're doing this, when they told me the 50 trillion note and the 100 trillion note, those are the two notes they told me we were going to get paid on. I know I got that exact from them. Nothing else. Those two notes. Now, we had 2,000 people. We probably got 2 million, if not 10 million, more people who now have ZIM notes. At least 2 million, got to be out of that. But they started buying anything, everything, every denomination. So I can't tell you. I can tell you what I was told by the Treasury years ago. I can tell you what the banks are telling me now, that they're going to take them all. I can tell you what the committee says, and they're supposedly the ones who are giving out the directions. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, yeah, because I
now,
have like...
Oh, wait, let me clarify this with the committee. Our guy is one committee, so you guys understand, that consists of 7 people. But there were 7 different committees. And he did tell us that. They all send in their recommendations, explanations to a central place, and that's where they make all the final decisions. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, because I have like 4 or 5 different denominations of the ZIM. So we'll just have to wait, like everything else, we'll have to wait and see, including when this thing is going to happen. Have to wait and see, huh? Because there's really no date in sight right now, because there's too many factors in play that have to be settled first before this goes. So all we can do is hope that they get everything settled and we can get to the bank. So
that's all we can do. But we know they're working on it, and we know it's going to happen. Right?
Yeah.
I say all the time, the only way to lose is quit, right? The only way to lose is to sell your currency back and be out of the game. That's the only way there is to lose. So other than that, we don't know the day, the minute, or the hour, but we do know we're winning.
Yeah. I know. There, I know. Friend of mine who has a friend that was in this too, and I don't know what she had. She had some of the currency and stuff, but she listened to her boyfriend, and he said, "This is never going to happen. It's all a hoax. You need to get rid of this now." And she did. And I go, "Oh man." So anyway, my friend talked to her, and she's actually back in the game again now, and hopefully she doesn't have that boyfriend. So anyway,
even if she has him, when this happens, as you see everything that she lost, she'll probably dump him then.
Exactly, yeah. He'll be happy if that's all she does.
that's right.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you, guys. Happy birthday, Tony. Have a good one, buddy.
All right. Thank you, sir.
360 area code. You are on.
Yes, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. I'm not working today, so I'm at home in peace and quiet. So it allowed me to kind of think a little more clearly, I think, not being distracted by traffic. Tony, the fact I thought that at some point in time, charges had been filed with the World Court on Maliki. Is that a false assumption on my part?
I don't know right now about any charges being filed with him. They talked about it, and they restricted some of his bank accounts. The U.S. putting sanctions on him, but I don't know about any charges yet.
Oh, okay. Because that would seem to me then that his influence is going to be built on soft soil, so to speak, because I think any time that there's a realization that whoever they've been following is in a bad way, then they'll bail and they'll go somewhere else where the grass is greener. Realistically, do you think that there's a chance that if this doesn't go through in the next 30 days with whatever the time is left for Zofri or whatever the guy's name is, that they will then take that as a reason to dissolve the government, because by that time they'll have exhausted their reserves and it'll be a moot point?
I don't think they're going to get to the point of dissolving the government, the parliament, because that would mean starting back from scratch, and it's too much and it's too many Iranians in there, and I think we give them, I think, more of an opportunity of controlling the whole thing. And that's just what I think. A lot of people are looking at seeing that the U.S. is having an effect in getting them out slowly but surely. See, by putting sanctions and naming people and naming companies and everything else. If right now, just by happenstance, there's no auctions going on, there's no movement of products and services going on, there's nothing at the shipping points or ports where they usually smuggle the money through for them to smuggle the money through. So it's in fact is cutting Iran off even more, but cutting off all of their proxies as well, because nobody's being able to do business. Now they've extended for another 2 weeks. One of two things happen. The economy doesn't come back. Either they all run out of business and they all leave because they see it's all drying up naturally. Or to get this thing done, they try to keep the auctions which hopefully the new guy doesn't do, and it dries up because it's already off, or they get them, and the U.S. has to go back to individually tracking them all down, putting them all on the sanction list, getting every other country to freeze all their money, because they're just dealing with each other, and that's where bottom line is going to come down to. All the crooked politicians that get caught, they got two places they can go, and that's normally to Jordan or to Iran. If they're on a sanction list, they can still go live in Jordan and probably try and work it out. If they're on a wanted list, they're going to go to Iran where they figure they can hide, and nobody's going to start a war to go in and get them. Anywhere else, they'll probably get them. So that's how I look for this to conclude. But right now, with even Mahdi coming out and saying, are you guys not paying attention? I mean, this is the next step. If you don't do this, we've reached the end of our road. It's just, do the rest of them believe that? Or can they still, do they still believe, you know, they can do it on their own? I mean, that's the real question.
Well,
that makes sense?
Yeah, that was my question. Oh, one more. Ray, your program the other day, I signed up for it, and I had to run outside because the dog had to go outside. I came back 3 minutes, and it was closed off. Is there a recording of that session you held?
Yes, just click on the same link that you already had. It will play back.
Oh, good. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Have a great weekend, gentlemen. Tony, happy birthday.
All right, thank
tomorrow.
You, sir.
And a happy birthday to you. Anyway.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Have
appreciate
a great day,
it.
You guys.
Okay, sir.
All right.
281 area code, you are on.
Is that me?
That's you.
Yes,
hello,
sir.
Hello. Well, happy
hello.
Birthday,
hello.
Tony. Can you hear
thank
me?
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, tomorrow's my birthday, too, but I'm an old man. So,
old are you? How old is old?
I'll be 71 tomorrow.
Man, well, happy birthday.
Well,
yes, you are old.
Yeah, I am. Hey, just to tell you who I am, I'm Bull from Texas. I've been hanging around with y'all since Moby Dick was a minnow. I just hadn't been on in a long time. But I'm just waiting for this thing to happen so I can retire. I'm still working. That's the bad part about it.
Okay.
Well,
I understand that.
I'm looking forward to your retirement. All right.
Amen, brother. Well, I just want to tell y'all, God bless both of you, and I hope everything goes great. And give me a call anytime.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
All right, sir.
Brother.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. 916
area code. You are on. Yeah, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
So, Tony, you going to catch up with me tomorrow? You going to be older than me?
I don't know. How old are you?
I just turned 61, man. 62, February 27th. So it's a month today.
Well, the only way I get to catch up with you is you go 6 feet under. Unless that happens, you always going to be ahead of me. So, okay.
I just
feel
like you don't want to tell your age, man.
That's all good. I tell everybody, tomorrow, on March the 28th, I will be 61 years old. You are 62
okay.
years old, 7 days,
okay.
so I can never catch you, okay?
You're right. Okay, so I got a year and, 27 days on you, okay?
Okay, then.
Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah, now the last guy, Bull, we got the same birth. He got 10 years on me. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm
that's
still a young man. You got to remember, my 61 is like 31 to everybody else. So it's a little bit different.
Well, I feel the same way. You know, I feel good, man. I'm really upset the gyms and stuff was closed because I had got, man, I was buffing back up and everything, you know, so I'm going to have to do my exercise stuff at home, you know. That gym was motivating me.
Okay. So what's going on?
It looks like we're going to be going into April. I'm just wondering how far in April.
You know, it's just not up to us, guys, and things could change in a matter of days or a matter of hours, but I don't see it changing until change starts. I mean, after at least they resolve one problem, which is the easiest to resolve, is the price of oil, and we see the market recover some. At least the market, I mean, price of oil go up there where they can do it and do it where it makes sense to revalue their currency just based on the price of oil, since 90% of their income is from oil. That would make sense. 90% of the value of their currency is from oil. So that would make sense. At least get that part done. Then we just have to go back to the reforms, the changes, and who's going to run the country, which may be the most difficult part for them to understand.
Yeah. I see Danny from Dallas said his gas was like $1.35, and I filled up yesterday at $2.28. We're just under a dollar more than them, so you know, which is significant. I don't think we've been that close in a long time.
Wait,
so.
Where are you filling up at $2.28?
At Sam's Club.
Okay, so let me just do this. I went to AMPM. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that all across the country. Anyway, gas yesterday cost me $2.99 at AMPM. Across the street at Shell and Exxon, because I only get premium gas, it's $3.65 right across the street.
Wow.
Which was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it depends on where you go. But nowhere is it below that, especially not premium, and not even close to a dollar that I know of.
Well, no, I wasn't filling the jack up. I was filling the Jeep up, so I had the regular. But it was $2.28 because I, you know, I usually spend $50, $60. I only spent $35 filling my Jeep up yesterday at $2.28 at Sam's Club. So I was, you know, I was amazed.
Oh.
And yeah.
Okay, Sam's Club and Costco are different because they do have those rates.
Yes.
But they got the longest lines in the world in order to get to that club. So I just go to the gas station.
Well, with the coronavirus and everything right now, the lines wasn't even long. I was in and out in 5 minutes. The lines are not long with the coronavirus. A lot of people still at home. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's all good. Yeah, it's all good.
Well, I
but
have a
anyway,
Costco card. I got a Sam's card, so maybe I'll check it out. All right.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, you have a blessed birthday, and I pray the Lord bless you with many, many more when you get all your millions and everything. And I really do look forward to meeting you and Ray. And I got news for Ray. I'll have to show y'all, though, man. I'm still stuck on that Kansas City barbecue, you know. I have to show y'all it ain't happening in North Carolina like it is in KC when it comes to barbecue. So anyway, y'all have a blessed day, and I'll let somebody else get on.
All right,
okay,
sir.
Ray.
Thank you.
Ray,
yes.
All right. You make sure you don't let him get on the call no more. We'll talk about North Carolina barbecue. Let's go. All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, take care.
All right.
907 area code. You're on.
Yeah, is that me?
That's you.
Okay. Well, a couple of comments from up here in the frozen north of Alaska.
Virus, that seems to be good for crowd control.
The virus?
The virus does.
Okay. I've never heard of that real benefit, but okay.
Well, stops demonstrations in Iraq and other places. And even Costco lines at times, I guess. Well, the thing I had on my mind this morning was actually a Ray question, probably. And that is, at my tender young age, and I've got all of you beat, I think, about 80 years old. But anyway, I'm getting ready to be married.
Oh, great.
And, okay, I've got...
What'd you say?
I'm getting ready to be remarried.
Okay. In 80 years, you haven't learned nothing. That's what you're telling me. You haven't learned nothing at all in 80 years. Okay.
I'm going to rob the cradle. She's only 68.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Anyway, my question was about the dinar and other currencies I have. What would be her position on that? Would she need to go in with me as far as exchanging and so forth, or did I just give her a few bucks and say, hey, this was yours for a wedding gift?
If you want to, she doesn't have to go in with you to do your exchange. That's up to you.
Is she entitled to any of it? Or do I do a prenup?
Oh, my God. Oh,
let me get your number down and call you.
I'll enjoy that. Actually, I haven't talked with you guys, well, personally on the phone like that. I have been on a call once in a while. Okay, well, anyway, that's maybe what I had on my mind. What's left of it, that is. So,
okay. Are you? What time zone are you in?
I'm in Alaska.
Oh, you're in Alaska. Okay.
So that means actually it's 10 after 10 here right now, or 5 after, something like that.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's a little after 2 here, East Coast time. So,
yeah, so when are you supposed to be getting married? Wait, when are you getting married?
Okay, well, now that's hard to determine because right now the courthouse is closed. We can't get a marriage license. We both have to show up with a photo ID when the time comes. And she's under a 14-day quarantine right now.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
No, well, items.
She doesn't have the virus or anything, but the governor put a deal where anybody coming in from the lower 48 has to go in quarantine for 14 days. And even though she didn't come in from there, she drove out and met a family that was coming in and is living with her. Well, she's living with her daughter. The family's going to have to be quarantined because of the size of the family, they had to take 2 vehicles, and they all come in the same house, so that means there's 5 adults and 8 kids, all quarantined.
Okay, but you're talking about getting married at the end of the 14 days, in a month, 2 months, when?
Right now, we have...
Oh, okay.
After we get the wedding license, the marriage license, Then there's a 3-day wait on that before we get married. And then we're limited to no more than 10 people at the ceremony, including us and the person marrying us. That doesn't leave much room for anybody, so it wouldn't surprise me if we put it off for a couple months at least.
Oh, okay. Either way, let me say congratulations. I'm really happy for you. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've been widowed for 4.5 years. And as the old George Strait, the old George Strait song goes, I lost a wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. Anyway, I picked up another girlfriend. She agreed to marry me. So, with that out,
well,
you guys, go.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Now, give me a call if you get the gas screen.
All right, sir. Take care. 510 area code. You're on.
Well, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
Afternoon.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, young man. I know you didn't plan to spend it like this.
I did not. I planned on spending it in Washington, D.C. with a bunch of D.C. members drinking some scotch and smoking cigars and partying. But here I am. Here I am.
Well, listen, I had a question. Now, I've been watching the news a lot and looking at the markets, and they keep talking about, okay, you just mentioned it this morning about the dollar going down. I think currencies around the globe are probably following suit. So my question is, how does that affect us, if at all?
How does the
currency going down, the dollar's going down? And because what I've been hearing is that all these countries are going to have to jumpstart their economies because everybody's at a standstill right now.
Okay. So during the virus, And I don't know if you listened to all the calls, but we talked about the other day where everybody is changing their currency for U.S. dollars during a currency exchange. They're governments, not individuals, because there's a shortage of currency. There's actually a shortage of dollars, and everybody's figuring they needed those to trade with the way things were going right now. Well, today, the dollar is going down because they did the $2 trillion. You know, everybody thought it was going to be a global recession. But because our government has approved $2 trillion here in the U.S., they now figure it's not going to be a global recession. They don't need the dollars as much. And that's why the value of the dollar is going down today, because they approved the stimulus package. So it was more of a, let us get them while we can before they run out, then, you know, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, because it is. And now they don't see that happen. Does it affect us and our money? Yeah, it affects the gold market, silver market. I mean, you know, it's like that ripple in the ocean. And somewhere along the way, it'll be a wave.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to make some sense out of all this because it gets a little confusing for me sometimes because it seems to go left, right, and sideways.
Because it does. And that's what it's supposed to do, be unpredictable. That's how they make their money, right?
Right.
It can't be something 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 because we all be doing it.
Right, right.
It has to be that way.
I hear you. Okay, well, that's about all I had. You gentlemen stay safe. Don't let the corona get on you.
Well, I hope not. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right.
Take care. 626 area code. You are on.
Good morning, Tony and Ray. How are you guys doing out there?
Hey, I'm fantastic. Listener to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm just playing the waiting game, man. Hurry up and wait. Remember that, Tony? In the Army?
Yep, hurry up and wait. I do remember.
Before I forget, happy birthday to you, brother, and my brother from another mother, and my brother from my mother. It's his birthday today, too. So there's two,
okay.
There's two good people who have birthdays today. God bless you guys. And thank you for what
you
do.
All right, thank you. Thank you,
sir.
That's
all I got to say, guys. Keep on doing the good work. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you. 314, area code, you are on.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Hey there. Yes.
Tony, I got a question relating to the fact that you mentioned something about the 90 days that the economy is going to collapse. When did that 90 days start?
I don't think I said the economy is going to collapse in 90 days. So, and are you talking about our economy or Iraq's economy?
Iraq economy. Something was about the amount of money they had to run the country with.
Yes. Iraq said that they have 90 days, their cash reserve would last them for 90 days at least before something happened. And their wheat reserve, I think, would last them for 2 months, right now what they have in there, before they would be in trouble. So that's what they're looking at. They're still looking at, as far as I know, was that 90 days. It could have been from the start, from March. I don't know. The article came out, I don't know, maybe a week, 2 weeks ago.
Okay. And the other thing,
so we're looking
what
at
about
March, April, May, probably till the first part of June.
Okay, beautiful. And then the United States is about to take over if they don't have this prime minister in place this particular time. It's going to cause sanctions on the same guys that's stealing the money, right?
Yeah, they're talking about putting sanctions on the same government officials who they think are stealing it, on Iraqi banks, the country as a whole, and because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's what Marty has listed. And matter of fact, I'll do that. I'll send you guys the article out right now so you can read it and understand it yourselves. But that's exactly what it's saying.
Okay, now, just about 3 months ago, was that Mahdi's money that got caught in Saudi Arabia, $300-400 million U.S. dollars?
I don't remember seeing anything about Mahdi's money.
Somebody's
playing. Had...
Was that Mahdi?
Okay. Let me think. If you're talking about 3 or 4 months ago, there was a plane full of money. I can't remember whose it was. I can tell you guys this that I probably couldn't tell you before, but could have told you. About 4 or 5 years ago, there was a plane that was stopped, and they did like they do on the border, and they found money stuffed in the walls, money stuffed in the floor of the plane, money stuffed in the chair seats themselves. And all of that money in that plane was deemed to be Maliki's. And they froze
Maliki.
All that. And they kept it here. And that was a couple years ago. There was something about a plane probably a couple months ago trying to get out, but I can't remember the details right now.
I'm sorry. That was Maliki. I said Mahdi, but it was Maliki. I thought it was his plane, and he had caskets 5 feet deep, full of $100 bills. I think it's added up to like $450 billion.
Okay, I can't remember then. Like I said, couple years ago, I know, because I know, but they didn't actually put that out back then, and they didn't actually want me to put it out back then. That's why I said I can tell you guys now. All right.
Hey, I want to congratulate you on your birthday. I remember back in the day, it's kind of cute to be 61.
It's kind of cute. Yeah, you're okay.
Guys, I really think this thing is getting ready to come to an end. I think the walls are closing in. The Iraqis that are part of that dual citizenship with Iran, the issues that they're having with this new prime minister about his dual citizenship with America is the same weight as the ones with Iran. When the United States pushed the button, these guys are going to fold. But I did have another question related to the coronavirus. Has any of the parliament members passed away from the coronavirus?
I don't know any of the parliament members that have passed away, no. Some of them may have it. I'm trying to think if they announced. I mean, definitely people over there, a governor, somebody. It could be two people in their parliament who have it.
And but how would they be replaced? Real. How would they be replaced if they die?
Pretty morbid today, huh? But anyway, they'd be assigned, like the rest of them would, where they go in and they vote for them. Depends on who it is. And you're seeing parliament member, just like now, Marty puts them up and everybody votes if they're in or they out or they agree. I mean, he gets his choices. So no different than anybody else. They're not just going to put somebody in there and say, this guy is in. So if they're from whatever group, then, you know, that group is going to be able to replace them, but they're still going to have a vote within themselves. Is this the guy they want?
Okay, excellent. And with the with my last statement, in the regards to the monies that they have skedaddled out of the country, is it any way the United States can track that money down?
They have been tracking the money, following the money right now, counts different countries, but they're saying it could take up to 15 years to get all of that money back.
But can the United States make an agreement with them that they wouldn't prosecute them if they brought half the money back to Iraq?
It's not the United States country, okay? Their country would have to. They stole it from their country. The international courts and stuff can try to go after them, but they're not going to make agreements with them. That's the problem right now. Their parliament, their government, that was trying to get them to have their own laws. All we can say is, hey, you guys are breaking your own laws. Now international communities, banks, sanctions can get involved. We can't go in there, hey, we're the cops, and we're going to arrest you for robbing this bank. They got to arrest their own people until they go international or something. Then, or they're not doing anything, and we can blatantly see it. But the U.S. is not law enforcement for Iraq or anybody else, as far as that's concerned.
I was just relating it to the fact that you were saying that they were going to do the sanctions. So I might have misspoken.
Well,
there.
Sanctions and arresting people are two different things. Sanctions on Iraq is saying, we're going to hurt you if you don't hurt him. That's something different.
Excellent. I appreciate your service, brothers. You guys have a great day. Talk to you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, 209, you're next up.
Good morning, good afternoon. I want you to know,
greetings.
I was on the listen-only line until a 71-year-old came on today for his birthday. me too. And I just want you all to know that we're not getting older. We're getting wiser. Wiser because of the Lord. Wiser because of TNT.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten more mature. I've gotten more mature. Better, I feel much better about the whole thing.
Well, let me tell you this. I absolutely agree with you, because when I look in the mirror, all I really see is a fine wine, and fine wines get better with age. I agree with you 100%. Okay.
Now, thank you. I agree with you. Now, while I was waiting to get my call answered, I got a text from TNT saying, look what's coming. Did you just send that out while we were on the call, or was that a delayed reaction, or are you already said something about it?
No, I just sent it out while we were doing this, when I just said I'm going to send you guys the article about Mahdi and the sanctions that are coming. That's what that is. I just sent it out so everybody can look at it for themselves.
Well, good. Now I don't have to feel guilty for getting on this call and not having a question then, because I know you guys want questions and answers. So thank you very much. God bless. And I'm done.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
You don't have to feel guilty anyway, and you always could just come on and say hi. Okay.
Okay. Well, this was, just so you know, this was a junior senior moment. That's what
okay.
I go by. Junior senior moment.
All
so
right.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Bye bye. 313 area code. You are on. Three one three, 728. All right. Must have had technical difficulties. 931.
What? I'm gonna tell y'all about a text I just got, just so y'all know. It says, ain't nothing cute about your old tail. Handsome, yes, but cute, I don't know. Just so y'all know. That fine wine
okay.
whole thing. Old. Go ahead.
Okay, 931, here you go.
Yeah, hey there.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. Morning, afternoon, this is Nasty. I want y'all to get it straight right now. That you talking about that Carolina barbecue? That
see, here we go.
In the picture, it's Tennessee. If you don't know it, you don't know it. You need to show it. It's that Tennessee barbecue, and I've been trying to tell you. I tasted that Carolina barbecue, but the main thing is that meat. What's that meat? Ray, what is it? Crackling? I call it crackling.
Yeah, meat skin.
That's the skin. That's not the meat.
Yeah,
the
but
skin,
Tennessee got the barbecue. Just keep it real. Just keep it real, Tony. If you haven't tried it, you got three different choices of barbecue. You can get it from Memphis, you can get it from Nashville, or you can get it from the mountains. And it's still some good barbecue. So I just want to get that straight so y'all can know now. When you talk barbecue.
Well, let me get it straight so everybody can know. Okay? Everyone,
right.
Your barbecue is made with barbecue sauce, which gives
no.
it flavor, taste, and look.
No.
Carolina
Tony,
barbecue
you've been to the wrong place.
Is meat. We're not
you've
talking about no barbecue
place,
sauce.
When you come to Nashville, and you will, I'm going to take you to one of these gas station barbecue and let you taste it without the sauce, and you throw away the sauce. I'm telling you. This is Nashville.
Well, I'm telling you. In Carolina, you ain't getting no sauce to throw away because it's real barbecue.
Tony, you've been in California too long. You just liking anything that say pork. Hey, man, I didn't want to mess with you, man. That's all, man. I know I want to get you stirred up on your birthday. That's all, man.
All right.
Then. All right. Thank you there, Ray. Thank you there, Tony.
Okay.
All right, have a great day.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see. We have Bull What did Bull say his birthday was tomorrow, like yours?
His birthday is tomorrow, just like mine, yeah. Happy birthday.
Okay. And he said somebody had a brother celebrating a birthday today. And Sweet TC's birthday was yesterday, and yours is tomorrow. And, of course, that was the whole premise behind the party and everything. So, in reference to all of you guys, Sweet TC, Bull, you, and the brother who's celebrating a birthday today.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Birthday to all of you. All right, Tony, you got yours today, so if you don't hear from me tomorrow, I already took care of it.
Oh, I did? I got it today? How
yeah,
much was
it?
Because I haven't perfect. Seen it yet.
All right, so wrap up.
All right, guys. It's Friday. One thing I did tell you guys yesterday, maybe 2 days ago, I did tell you the market was going to go down today. Even though it's been up 3 days in a row, I did tell you it was going to go down on Friday because that's what it does. I did tell you, I alluded to the time today so you guys could actually make some money, those of you who are doing it. And if you're paying attention, again, And not for today, but for when you get your money, when we go watch things, a lot of people made hundreds and thousands, millions of dollars as this market just went back up for 2-3 days. And it's been doing this for, 2 weeks now? And it does it actually all the time. There's certain times a day when the market reacts. And people pick up $100,000, $200,000, something you guys can't do today, which you will be able to do if you pay attention. But the fact of the matter is, all I'm telling you, all the education we've done, all the opportunities and things that we've talked about have all been to help prepare you for your future and your growth of when you get this. That's the purpose of this. I already know what I'm doing because I'm doing it. Ray already knows what he's doing because he's doing it. Then the only other purpose would be to help as many of you as we can, because that's what we started out doing and been trying to continue that. So take advantage of it. Take advantage of the fact that you now know that Saudi Arabia and Russia are talking, and they didn't say it's up to him, it's up to him. Russia said, well, we want to see some more countries come back to the table first, then let's go in and discuss it. The U.S. called Saudi Arabia and said, hey, okay, you beat them down. That's enough, because now everybody else is feeling it. And now everybody's cutting down their orders because you put the price so low. They should have been doubling and quadrupling them while the price was this low. Instead, they're cutting them down to let you know you don't win either, that we need to stop this. So we know that's coming. So we can see we're getting to the end of the tunnel with that part. Everything else they're doing, Marty, stand up, tell them sanctions are coming. Even Maliki coming out saying, hey, we're not going to agree with this guy. And nobody else is. So let Saleh know, okay, then it's coming down to me. And I'm going to have to make a final decision. But even that comes at the end of the 30 days. So whether that's, the middle of April or the 1st of May. And I say the middle of April because I think that's when the 30 days ran up from the 7th to the 7th, so first week in April. But the fact that they have people right now try to extend it because of the sanctions and the movement that they have. But we'll see what happens. We'll know it's come time. We should be appreciating where we're at, knowing that it's still going to happen. If you can buy more, buy more. That's what you should do with this market. If you can't buy any more right this moment, at least, please, when you get that stimulus check, at least think about your future, at least $50 worth. $50 worth invested in your future will change your life. So I'm going to tell you guys, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm looking forward to my birthday weekend. I got to sit in the house, smoke cigars, drink Macallan's, and that's what I'm going to do. All right. Follow the rules, folks. Appreciate you. Great.
All right, ladies and gents, it's Friday. We're going to be living it up for the weekend. If anything exciting happens, we'll let you know. And if not, we shall return Monday on our regularly scheduled TNT Super Fantastic Conference Call. So in the meantime, in between time, keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
fix it.
I'ma fix it.
Yes, it will.
If you just believe.
Just believe.
Oh, the God's a kid. Gonna get better. Put the single parent. Go in the room and grab your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better. If you trust in him, hang on going in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't handle it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to him.
Won't he work it out?
Yes, he will.
If you believe it, then your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
About your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.